Barry DePlessy back here at PCA 2024 here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, here in March of Las Vegas. And this is the start of a new era of the PCA trade show. And I'm here with none other than the incomparable George Rico of Gran Habano Cigars. George, how are you doing, sir?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Great intro. No, I'm doing well. Great place to be. Actually, I like this time of year better because of the weather. It's not as hot, it's not oven. So
yeah, you're rocking the sweater.
I'm rocking the sweater. Spring is back.
That's fantastic. Gran Habano has been on an absolute tear the last few years. You know my own personal favorites here, which we'll get to in a little bit later. But the 20th anniversary kind of really spearmarked this incredible celebration of 20 years.
Yeah.
And now it's 20 years plus. Yeah. The El Enigmo comes out a few months later as well. But now an exciting project that really kind of goes back to your roots, but something different is the Gran Habano Corojo number 7. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this?
So this is a great cigar project that I've been working on for a lot of years. It's very limited in regards to how many we could produce a year, unfortunately, just because it's a very new, unique hybrid wrapper. So there's nothing in the market out there with this wrapper. It's just a really nice tasting wrapper that we're only able to produce a certain amount of cigars. This is a Nicaraguan filler, just a really nice body. It's complementing with other tobaccos and the fillers. And it's gonna be released out in August in these 10 count cases. It's just a really nice, unique medium to full. And it does peak up into the fuller body than the regular Corojo number 5.
Let's talk about these amazing 10 count cases, because this is sleek. These are really gorgeous. I mean, that's leather, obviously. And I love the green. It absolutely pops. Talk a little bit about, you know, this is a very much a different look than some of your other classic boxes and branding.
Well, I didn't want to go away from having our color presentation. So I wanted to kind of, you know, if we're going to release something limited like this, the consumer is going to have something that's from Gran Habanos that they could walk around with. So the leather case comes with a package of the 10 cigars and the lighter all included, and they're going to be able to have that as sort of something that they could treasure from Gran Habanos.
I really like the way that you continue to celebrate things kind of along the way, because, like, again, we talk about like the old Gran Habano that the number 5, which I'm such a fan of. I have boxes of it back home always, and it the colors are always just very much a part of it. But this takes a different step. It takes what I would call almost glimpses from the past and glimpses of celebration. And then it celebrates your creativity.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
You know, you've been doing this for a long time, George. What kind of still gets your juices flowing as far as getting really excited about, because I know you're always in creation mode.
Well, and, you know, it's kind of one of those things that you look at the heritage of the brand and where it could be in the future, but at the same time have that continuation. And that's where I kind of maintain with this. For me, being creative, using tobaccos from all over the world to create blends that are just unique, that are different from what's out there. Sometimes, you know, people could appreciate it. And that's what I'm continuing. So that's just an ever-evolving process of just where we are now and where we could be. And that's a kind of a representation of what this is.
What I love about Gran Habano is it's always been a functional brand. It's always been a very generous brand. It's always friendly to the consumer. You're always looking towards the customer. I feel like while your customer is ultimately the retailer, the consumer ultimately benefits because of your vision. You know, from everything from sample packs to, again, some of the blends that you offer.
Yeah.
But you've got a new sample pack that's actually going to be coming out next year. So tell us a little bit about that.
So the other leather case that we're going to have, so this is just a mock-up, but it's not the actual one that you're going to see here. It's going to be a premium version of the sample pack from Gran Habano. So it's going to have the Black Dahlia, La Conquista, two Zulus, and the blue and green. But what's unique about the sampler is going to come out premium brands, is that it's a remix. And when I say a remix, it's actually those blends that you see in the boxes are going to be totally different. They're going to have a different wrap or different binder. So you're going to have something totally different that you'll find in that sampler pack. So it's what we call the remix, but we're remixing the blends just for that pack on the premium boxes. So the Zulu Zulu, if you like Zulu Zulu, just a different version of a Zulu Zulu in there. The La Conquista, just a different version. So those are all going to be very unique blends that you are going to be separate from what's normally on the shelves.
You know, that's music to my ears. That's music to your fans' ears.
Yeah.
You know how much I love some of those brands that you mentioned.
Yeah.
And for you to have different expressions, which has always been something that you've historically done. You're all about vintages, and you really practice what you preach. And the transparency, like we just talked about, you're sharing that with people.
Sorry.
You celebrate that the differences in tobacco, that, you know what, this is something that we've been doing for a long time, but it will change. It has changed. And you've always been transparent about that, which is one of the things that I absolutely love.
Yeah.
that.
I like sharing what's in the cigars, because in that way, look, I'm a student of our trade, and I want the consumer to become that. So if I could share and they could evolve smoking cigars and knowing what's in there, not hiding the components, then they're evolving with me as well. So that's kind of like the goal.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Well, some really exciting stuff. We're all on pins and needles for the limited Corojo number 7. This is going to be exciting stuff.
I think this is a great tasting cigar. It's only one size, a Toro, but I got a special Corona Gordo for you that you're going to enjoy. The other one last minute is we're also going to have a 20th anniversary Maduro Toro that's going to come in there. So we normally just make the natural. There's going to be a Maduro that goes on that. So we're going to have three different leather cases that are going to come out from here to August. So
fantastic.
Hope you guys look for
fantastic.
It and enjoy.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, this is really exciting. That I'm so excited for. We're going to talk a little bit about more of this in a separate video. But thank you so much, everybody. This is George Rico, Gran Habano Cigars. We'll see you soon, everybody.
Thank you.